再次向我们在座诸位好邻居、好朋友
，Hallelujah, great to our neighbors and friends，
还有我们被主所爱的各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家问安，安息日平安。
And also great to our brethren and happy Sabbath to everyone。
赞美主，能够再一次将安息日赐给我们。
So praise the Lord that He bestowed Sabbath to us again。
愿主耶稣纪念你们的信心跟虔诚。
May God remember your faith as well as your devotion。
赐福给你们与你们心中所爱的。
Bless you as well as the one who loved in your heart。
今天上午跟大家一起来学习的这个题目叫做传统。
So this morning our mutual sharing topic is tradition。
在我们生活当中有许多的传统。
In our daily lives we have many traditions。
也可以说人的一生啊，大半被各种传统影响。
Oh, we can say that in our lives we are heavily influenced by our traditions。
有些家族有家族的传统。
Say some families may have their own family traditions。
比如说，有些家族会固定在某些节日从各地聚集相会。
Or say some of the families may have this tradition of gathering together on certain festivals。
也有些家族的成员啊，几乎大部分都是从事同一类型的工作。
Or some other cases might be the older members in the family are all doing the same profession.
所以有些家里面有人当老师啦，后来就很蛮多人当老师的。
Say if one of the members was being a teacher, then most of the members were becoming teachers in a short while.
有些家族有医生，就很多人当医生。
Or say if one member being a doctor, then the entire family are becoming doctor.
甚至在我们台湾呢、啊，有整个家庭里面的男人全部是传道。
Or even to say that in Taiwan, some of the household, older male within the household, they are all preachers.
公司企业也有企业的传统跟文化。
All say that a company or enterprise have their own traditions or their culture.
像有些公司规定要准时上下班。
Or some companies may require us to attend work on time.
有些公司它可以不用到公司去，只要你交出成果就好了。
Or some other companies, they don't require you to attend physically as long as you offer deliverables.
社会也有社会的传统。
And society have their own customs or their traditions.
像华人社会过去重视大家庭。大家族的生活。
For example, for Chinese, traditional Chinese, they are emphasizing on life of a big family.
也比较重视父亲男人的权威。
Or they place importance on the authority of the father.
当然，现在啊，可能我们不这样想啊。
So probably nowadays we are not thinking in this way.
那我们更要注意的是。教会里面是不是也有传统？
What we are discussing today is whether there is also traditions or customs within the church.
除了真理之外，有传统是不是好事
？So apart from truth, is that a good thing to keep traditions?
那圣经当中有提到传统吗
？So has Bible ever mentioned about traditions?
圣经是有提到的哦。
So indeed, Bible actually mentions about traditions.
我们先来看新约圣经马可福音七章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 7.
第一节到十三节。
Mark chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 13.
小弟很快把这十三节念过一次，大家想一想哦。
I'll quickly read through the 13 verses.
有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来到耶稣那里聚集。第二节。
Two.
他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。第三节。
Three.
原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭。第四节。
Four.
从世上来若不洗浴也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩，他们历代拘守，就是洗杯罐铜器等物。第五节。
Five.
法利赛人和文士问他说：“你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？”第六节。
Six.
耶稣说：“以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。”第七节。
Seven.
他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。第八节。
Eight.
你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。 第九节
Nine.
又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传，第十节
Ten.
摩西说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他，十一节
Eleven.
你们倒说人若对父母说我所当奉给你的已经做了割耳板，割耳板就是弓箭的意思，十二节
Twelve.
以后你们就不容他再奉养父母，十三节
Thirteen.
这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事，阿们。这当中我们一直看到华文里面的这个遗传。
So in the 13 verses we keep on reading this phrase called tradition.
对啊，其实英文已经翻出来了，就是传统啊。
So as in English tradition, in English translation has already been translated as tradition.
在这一段经文里面一直重复出现。
So this term tradition was keep on repeating.
所以我们从这里感受到的第一个，这里讲的是主耶稣不悦纳的传统。
So here is referring to traditions not accepted by Jesus.
除了马可福音第七章这一段经文之外，同样的记载也在马太福音十五章。
As recorded in Mark chapter 7, the same recording has actually been recorded in Matthew chapter 15.
我们可以发现主耶稣在这里似乎对传统是相当的感冒了，不满意了。
So it appears that Jesus doesn't really like this so-called traditions.
也就是不肯定。
So he doesn't admit the rightfulness of this.
那我们一起来想咯。
So let us ponder.
主耶稣说，难道主耶稣希望我们圣徒都不要牵涉到任何的传统吗？
So let us ponder whether Jesus allow our believers to have anything to do with traditions at all.
我们应当进一步的再去思考这一段经文。
So we shall actually further have a think on these verses.
主耶稣反对的是什么？
What is Jesus actually against, putting against?
我们再看刚刚的第三节跟第五节，强调这个传统是古人的传统。
So in verse 3 and verse 5, referring to all these traditions, all the traditions of the elders.
第八节，大家注意传统前面的这几个字了哈。第八节说是人的传统。
So let us place attention on how the tradition being described, they are all describing as a tradition of men.
第九节说这是他们自己的传统。
And in verse 9, saying that you keep your own tradition.
所以大家想一想哦，主耶稣真正在反对的是什么？
So let us have a think, what was Jesus truly placing against?
为什么反对？
So why Jesus against all these things?
从刚刚我们看的这几个字词的前后，我们明显看到这一些传统已经产生了一种影响。
So from the descriptions, we can obviously see that this so-called traditions has already draw some influences.
什么影响？第八节说，使他们离弃神的诫命呢？
So what type of influence? The influence is in verse 8 to lay aside the commandment of God.
第九节说废弃神的诫命了。
And in verse 9 is they are rejecting the commandments of God.
第十三节说废了神的话与道。
In verse 13 they are making the word of God and the of no effect.
给各位想三秒钟，所以主耶稣反对的传统是什么传统？
So let us have a think, what's the traditions that Jesus against?
就是所谓形式化的仪文跟规矩啦。
Symbolism.
对不对？换一句话说，只注重外貌的圣洁。
So it's to say that they only place importance on those superficial holiness.
只着重在形式化的敬拜跟敬虔。
They only place importance on superficial worship.
哇，这些人看起来可敬虔啦，宗教味可重啦。
So these people appear to be very holy, very religious.
好像什么东西都有一套规矩，什么东西都要这样规定。
Feel like they have set of rules for almost everything.
好像到教会来啊，这个也规定，那个也规定，做的事也规定，说的话也要规定，哇，好敬虔啊。
So feel like they are coming to church and they require to do this and they have requirements on this and that. How holy are they?
在这几节当中，这些重视形式跟外表的这些人。
And in this passage, those people who place importance on superficial or symbolism.
也就是犹太教的文士跟法利赛人，他们反而在责备耶稣，责备耶稣。
So the Pharisees and some scribes of Judaism, they are rebuking against Jesus.
意思是，你看看你这个老师啊，你带出来这些学生都不做些符合规矩的事，在责备他。
So they were rebuking Jesus that look at you, you being a rabbi, but you are leading your students and to do all the things that are violating the traditions.
都在做一些不符合传统的事。
All you did are violating the traditions.
结果主耶稣反而借了这个机会，反倒责备他们固守了很多跟神道理违背的传统。
However, using this opportunity, Jesus was rebuking them that they are sticking to those so-called traditions that violate against the commandments of God.
所以主耶稣在这里直接举例了。
So here Jesus raised a few examples.
说你们这些人啊，为了得到人奉献的好处。
So because they would like to gain the interest of other people's offering.
像人家说，如果一个人啊，我的钱就是这么多了，我宁愿。留下自己花的以外，都拿给教会，类似这样子说了
For example, to say that I only have this certain amount of money, and I'll keep a certain portion for myself, and I'll offer the rest to the church.
那就可以不用再拿那么多钱奉养父母了。
If you're splitting your money in this manner, then you don't have to offer to your parents anymore.
那这个在我们西方社会现在比较不搞这一套嘛，对不对？子女独立，父母独立呀、啊，政府照顾得很好啊。
I suppose a Western society doesn't place much importance because we are a welfare society.
可是要想想，在世界上很多地区不像我们这里一样啊。
But imagine all other countries in the world doesn't have such good social benefits as New Zealand.
到年老体衰的时候，如果没有子女照顾他，很多人是日子都过不下去耶。
So when people are becoming old without children taking care of them, they cannot even afford themselves.
我大概可以想说他们的借口是什么？因为神比父母大啊，钱要拿来给我传道才对啊。
I suppose I can imagine their excuses saying that, oh, God is more superior than their parents, so I shall offer to church rather than offer to my parents.
这种说法跟做法完全违背了神的本意跟诫命啊。
And however, such actions was violating the essence of the commandments of God.
神希望我们孝敬父母。
Of course, God wants us to honor our parents.
不论各位的父母长辈需不需要你照顾。
Regardless whether they actually need you to take care of them.
他们或许啊，钱比你多，也跟你一样健康。
Or maybe they are as healthy as you are, and probably they have more wealth than you do.
但是一个真正的基督徒，无论在什么样的文化跟国家，他一定是非常关心自己的父母。
But as a true Christian, regardless of the local customs or the traditions, a true Christian shall show concern to honor their parents.
不管你跟父母的关系好跟不好啊。
Regardless whether you have a good relationship with your parents.
这是我们的诫命啊。
That is actually our commandments.
有没有第一个人的诫命？第五条诫命就是要孝敬父母。
Because there's a fifth commandment among the ten that we shall honor our mother and father.
就算他有很多缺点，你现在跟他关系不好啊。
Even though they may have shortcomings, even though you may not have a good relationship with them.
如果你连看得见的父母都没办法孝顺呐、啊，你能孝顺那个在天上的父亲吗？别开玩笑啦。
It's such a joke that if you cannot even honor the tangible parents that you can see, no need to mention that would you pay respect to Heavenly Father that you cannot see.
我告诉各位，你们不要自己想象啊，耶稣来跟我住在一起，我就很美满了。你试试看。
So we shouldn't be having the delusion that oh, as long as Jesus dwells with me, then it's perfect.
你说啊，我爸爸妈妈讲的那些话我都听不下去，好难过啊！你试试看，耶稣跟你住在一起的时候会是什么样子
？Because their excuse is that I cannot listen, I cannot take heed of my parents' words. That's too harsh. Let us imagine how would it be if you truly dwell with Jesus.
我跟各位讲，你会笑不出来的。耶稣还蛮严厉的。
I'm very certain that you wouldn't have put any smile on your face because Jesus.
你看四福音书，耶稣常常讲那些会很伤你的话哦。Because, 那请问你到时候会爱他吗
？Because Jesus is stricter than your parents, and in the gospel books, if Jesus say things more harsh than your parents, then can you still hold your love towards Jesus?
所以一个人不懂的。去孝敬看得见的父母，不要自我想象能够去孝顺天上最大的父亲呐、
啊。If one cannot even honor their physical parents, you shouldn't be having the delusion that I shall surely honor God.
所以主耶稣在刚才的经文里面又对那些人说，他们不只做这一件，还做了很多类似这样的事情，立了那么多的规矩。
So therefore, in the, this passage, Jesus was saying that they were not only placing traditions like this, but also many others alike.
所以我们先出一个小结论。
So let us draw an interim.
耶稣反对跟责备不是所有的传统。
So it's not Jesus forbidding all the traditions.
而是违背真理跟真神诫命的传统，这个先记起来。
But those traditions that violate against the commandments and the truth.
那既然这样子，我们继续来想呢。圣经当中有提到2000年前这些神的教会的传统吗
？Let's keep on thinking whether the Bible ever referred to any traditions of the church 2000 years ago.
我们请看哥林多前书11章的一节跟二节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 to 2.
哥林多前书11章第一节跟第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 to 2.
第一节，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。第二节，
Verse 2.
我称赞你们，因你们凡事纪念我，又坚守我所传给你们的。阿们。在这里，保罗2000年前针对教会的一些问题。
So here, Paul targeting some issues in the church 2000 years ago.
甚至可以说，这一间哥林多教会在当时是使保罗伤心的。
So also we can say that this Church of Corinth is actually making Paul sad.
可是即便是这一个令他伤心的哥林多教会，他在这里还提到说，有一点是使徒保罗要肯定他们的地方。
So even though for this Church of Corinth, which saddens Paul, however, in verse 2, Paul still praises them that they remember one thing.
说啊，因为你们坚守了我所传给你们的。
So he prays them that they remember Paul in all things and keep the traditions.
对啊，所以大家读英文版就看到了，华文或许没有。传什么？哎，这里不是讲真理耶。
So here is not referring to keeping the truth or that deliver them to.
这里也不是讲圣灵啊。
Nor here is referring to Holy.
这里讲的是传统。
Here is referring to the keeping the traditions.
那保罗在第二节提的传统是什么呢
？So what is a tradition of which Paul refers in verse 2?
接下来从哥林多前书十一章的经文提到两个问题，我们就知道了。
So if we look at the context, we can see issues within this chapter 11.
第一个是男人跟女人在当时祷告聚会的时候要不要蒙头？
So the first one is whether a man or woman shall cover their heads during services.
所以保罗指示的传统是男人不要蒙头，女人要蒙头。哦，这是接下来的经文写的。
So this tradition of which Paul referred is that man doesn't have to cover their heads, but women shall cover their head.
第二个问题在这一章里面讲的是圣餐礼的秩序。
And the second issue in this chapter referring to the orders for the Lord's Supper.
注意哦，这里讲的不是圣餐礼的教义问题，而是在进行圣餐礼的秩序问题。大家想是不是
？So we shall pay special attention on these verses because it's not referring to the doctrine in regards to the Lord's Supper, but the conduct and the orders of it.
我们看这十一章哥林多前书十一章后面后半章啊，大家回去再看呐、啊。
So if we look at the latter half of chapter 11,
讲到说，哎，每个人竟然都带自己的食物到教会来吃。
So here,
当时啊
，So is saying that back then even everyone was bringing their own food to church to eat.
然后有的吃的还不愿意。分给那些没得吃的。
and they were unwilling to share their food to those believers who doesn't have anything to eat.
有些人可能说，那我自己都不够吃了，我儿子都吃不饱了，我还分给你，你自己为什么不带呢？
And they may argue that I don't have enough for myself, nor for my son. Why don't you take your own food?
甚至更夸张的，有人他把酒带到教会来喝，还喝醉了。
And even more serious, some people bring alcohol to church and they get drunk.
那看下去，你看，这是2000年前这个教会，这是神的教会呀，没有错啊。
Imagine it's a church of God 2000 years ago.
这是都在办圣餐之前脱序的行为
，and that's the misconduct before the Holy Communion。
所以简单来讲，这个都是没有爱心、没有节制的表现，哪里有圣灵的果实呢
？In conclusion, these are all the conducts lack of love and faith. How can we observe the fruit of the Holy Spirit from it？
所以哥林多前书十一章的二十二节，保罗表达出一个态度了。
So therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22, Paul addresses an attitude.
他说他不称赞这件事，就是这件事不好。
So he does not praise on this matter, means that this thing is ungood.
于是他接下来就指示圣餐里的秩序应该怎么样。
Therefore, he set up the institution of the Lord's Supper with the proper conduct.
然后借着再讲这个秩序，也把圣餐里的奥秘跟教义给带出来。
He also brought up the doctrines and the mystery of the Holy Communion via explaining the orders and the institutions.
所以保罗说啊，我们信徒啊，一般的食物就在家里面吃吧，自己先在家里面吃了。
So therefore, Paul says that.You shall just eat your own food in case you're getting hungry at home.
不要带到教会来啊，还在比较食物的好坏，甚至还不愿意分，还乱了这些秩序。
And you might as well, you shouldn't be bringing any food to church, lest you comparing with one another and broken the conduct.
然后在领圣餐的时候，要彼此等待，要自己醒茶。
When receiving Holy Communion, you shall wait for each other and also examine in your own heart.
要谨慎这整个过程。
We shall be very vigilant among the entire process.
为的是纪念跟表明主耶稣的死。
For the sake of remembering the death of Jesus.
你看，我们今天的圣餐礼就是这样在举行的，不是吗？
So we can actually observe that's how we conduct our Holy Communion nowadays.
我们再把我们的思维拉回来，所以我们看到哥林多前书十一章讨论的，我们今天讨论的重点不是在这个问题本身啊。
So if we take a step back, when we are discussing this, we are not discussing the misconduct per se in chapter 11.
重点是我们知道原来两千年前使徒的教会有没有传统，有没有传统。
We shall place importance on whether there is traditions in the apostolic church 2000 years ago.
有啊，第一个这里提到女人蒙头的传统。
Of course, yes. For example, there is a first one is a tradition of for women covering their head.
第二个，圣餐礼进行之前这些教会秩序的传统，对不对
？And the second tradition is referred here as the conduct or the order prior to.The commencement of the Holy Communion.
所以从两千年前神的教会就有传统了。那现在我们呢？现在的我们呢？有没有
？So we can see there is already traditions for apostolic church 2000 years ago. No need to mention nowadays.
今天我们教会真耶稣教会也有很多传统。
We can see TJC nowadays. We also have our traditions.
比如我们的聚会程序。
For example, our procedures for holding service.
聚会程序，你们这几个字听起来很陌生，对不对？
Sounds not quite familiar when we are referring to the protocols.
有没有发现我们一来就是祷告、会前唱诗、唱诗、祷告、讲道、祷告，有没有这样子
？So we can see our order of having service as we pray, sing hymn, and sing hymn again, pray and have services, and concluding with a prayer.
我们很熟悉这一套了。
We know the procedures or the protocols.
我们在世界各地的真耶稣教会。在六十几个国家都是这一套啊。
So that's how we hold our services globally, in TJC.
那我请问大家，圣经里面有讲要照这个秩序吗？要会前唱诗啊，再来要唱诗，要祷告，要聚会，再唱诗，再祷告，哪一节这样写有没有
So let me ask you, has this protocol ever been mentioned in the Bible at all?
圣经没有写。
Never.
那为什么我们这样做？
So why are we still doing this?
这就是我们现在的传统了。So, 这样大家想得通了吗？
So that's the custom or the traditions nowadays placed in TJC.
这就是我们这间书教会一百多年来到现在形成的传统了。
That is a tradition of TJC over 100 years ago.
好了，接下来小弟明天就离开了，然后有另外一个人要飘过来了。
So I'll be leaving tomorrow and someone else will be coming.
他飘过来干嘛？要办灵恩布道会，听过吧？
He's coming for what? He's coming to hold a spiritual conversation.
我问大家，圣经哪里有写灵恩布道会翻给小弟看？
Let me ask you again, has Bible ever mentioned about spiritual convocation?
圣经有写灵恩布道会吗？
Has Bible ever mentioned about spiritual convocation?
原文、中文、英文全部没有写。
Original text, Chinese.
那圣经没有写，我们办得这么高兴干嘛？
Since Bible never mentioned about it, why are we still holding it in a happy manner?
这是好的传统。这就是我们的传统啊
！Because it's a good tradition. That's a tradition we shall hold.
因为今天的灵恩布道会就有如旧约时期百姓所守的七节期都有这些功能啊
！Because spiritual convocation carries the same function as the seven major festivals held in the Old Testament.
好，让我们在这当中领受神的恩典，能够成长，能够蒙福。
So that we may receive the blessing from God and be grow and be receiving blessing and receiving blessings.
诗歌布道会听过吗？
Or have you ever heard of hymnal evangelical service?
有人点头，我以为这边没有啊。哎呀，这也是我们的传统，圣经也没有讲到什么叫做诗歌布道会嘛，有没有？
So I can see some people are nodding. However, Bible never mentioned about hymnal evangelical services.
大家看那一台黑色的是什么？
Let's look at this black instrument. What is it?
我问大家，2000年前的教会有那一种东西吗？
Let me ask everyone. Do you think the church 2000 years ago had?
可是现在你进到会堂没有那一个东西，你会不会觉得很怪？
Nowadays, if you enter the chapel, if you couldn't see this black instrument, would you feel a bit awkward?
所以圣经没有写到那个东西，那个东西叫什么？
Bible never mentioned about this piano instrument. It's piano.
那怎么把它搬进会堂呢？圣经没有写啊。
Why you bring this instrument into the chapel? Bible never mentioned about it.
这已经成了我们的传统，理解吧？
Because
理解小弟在讲什么？传统了。
Because piano, playing piano is part of the tradition.
你不会在那边放一台电子琴呢、啊、
？It's improper to play there.
你也不会在那边摆一支 saxophone 跟电子吉他。你理解小弟的意思吧
？And neither you wouldn't play a saxophone or a electric guitar in the chapel. If you see what I mean.
我们进会堂就是跪着祷告，对不对？
So imagine when we come into the chapel, we need to pray.
你们发觉到很多其他教派的会堂，你是找不到跪垫的、
啊。You may notice that in other denominations, you couldn't find any kneeling pads in their chapel.
前面你还有个小桌子可以翻起来，对不对？可以看圣经做笔记。你知道去很多教派，连那个小桌子都找不到，你都不晓得圣经要放哪里。有没有发现
？In TJC, you can find we can flip the pew.To make it as a table, but in other denominations, you can probably you couldn't even find it to place your Bible.
我们要知道，以前2000年前犹太人进圣殿祷告不会跪着，他们都是站着的，连坐着都没有啊。
If you can tell you the fact that 2000 years ago, Jews when they Jews coming to the synagogue, they praying while they stand, they wouldn't even kneeling down.
不是 synagogue， 是进入到 Holy Temple 里面去啊。
When they enter a holy temple, they wouldn't kneel down.
他们是站着祷告的呀。
对啊， they stand while they pray.
所以还记得主耶稣讲吗？说有些人喜欢站在路口祷告给别人看，还记得这一节吧
？That's why if you can still remember the verse where Jesus saying that someone would like to stand at the corner of the street to pray.
我们不会去站在路口，但是有些时候我们喜欢跪在这里祷告给别人看啊。
We wouldn't be standing at the corner of the street to pray, but sometimes we are praying in a chapel to show off to others.
那为什么有诗歌布道会？为什么钢琴伴奏呢
why are we still having hymnal evangelical services and why are we still using piano?
这是好事啊，能够吸引人来听神的道理。
It's a good thing because it draw people to listen to the word of God.
那为什么我们不像其他教派的朋友坐着祷告呢？
Why aren't we behaving like our friends of other denominations? They pray while
they sit. 为什么今天我们有传统是跪着祷告呢？
Why is our tradition to kneeling down to pray?
因为我们宁愿学习圣经里面那更敬虔的样子。
Because we rather imitate the more devout manner in us recorded in the Bible.
类似旧约当中的但以理，类似在客西马尼园中的主耶稣。
Just like Daniel in the Bible and also Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
而且当我们的动作这样一发生之后，我们更容易准备好我们安静跟谦卑的心来面对神。
And with these actions, we can better prepare our hearts to facing God.
还有今天我们真耶稣教会的圣礼顺序。
And also all the holy sacraments in TJC nowadays.
圣礼不是传统哦，圣礼本身是真理，跟我们得救相关的。
So there's one important point is Holy Sacrament is not tradition.
我们真耶稣教会有三大圣礼啊。
TJC has three Holy Sacraments.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
Baptism, foot washing, and Holy Communion.
我们讲的是秩序啊。
We're talking about protocols here.
所以我们发现，圣经没有说我们要洗礼完马上办洗脚礼，对不对？
Because Bible never mentioned about we shall immediately holding foot washing and holy communion.
圣经也没有说洗脚礼完马上要接着办圣餐礼，对不对
？Right after baptism, and Bible never mentioned about the order.
可是我们今天都这么做，几乎在一个上午或一天之内就办完了，为什么
？However, we still conducting in this way, finishing in one day while we are doing this.
因为这些都跟我们得救相关，我们希望赶快来完成，免得节外生枝，就是这么单纯呢。
Because these actions are directly to do with our tradition, we would like to finish it in a short time frame, lest any accident happens.
另外，我们教会的领会人员为什么像小弟一样上台要穿得人模人样的、啊、
？Also, as sermonizers, why am I suit up before coming to pulpit?
圣经哪里写说我上台领会要穿西装打领带的、啊？
Has Bible ever mentioned that the sermonizer shall wear a suit?
那我问大家了，今天如果我上台讲的一模一样的内容，我穿的内衣，这样你们看得下去吗
？So I suppose if I coming up to the pulpit and I'm wearing my underwear, do you think it's a proper action?
为什么现在这样？这也是变成一个传统啦，有没有发现一个传统啦
？Because we can also regard this as a tradition.
现在我们再来第二个小结论。
Second conclusion.
你看，两千年前的教会跟我们今天有各式各样不同的传统，虽然都不是真理，但都有好的用意。有没有发觉
？So we can see that, regardless the church 2,000 years ago or nowadays, we all have our traditions. These are not to do with truth, but these are all of good intentions.
我们现在继续来查考那圣经里面这些传统，两千年前教会传统的来源在哪里？
So let us have a look where the traditions in the church 2,000 years ago came from.
我们请一起看新约圣经帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Let's look at Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
的十五节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 15.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by words or our epistle.
这里华文写的是凡所领受的教训，其实英文你们读出来翻得更正确。他说凡所领受的传统，要注意是传统哦，不是一般的教训呢。
So English here is a more accurate translation. Is translate as the traditions which.We were taught.
所以在这里，使徒就告诉我们，教会里面的传统有两种来源，大家有注意到吧
？So we can see there are two sources of where our traditions came from.
一个是用口传的
，So one is by words or orally.
另外一个是后半节写的信上写的，有没有注意到
？Or be written on epistle.
所以在犹太人来讲啊，他们有所谓的口说传统这回事。
So therefore, in the Jews, they have this, they have their oral traditions.
对，大家要知道，我们现在读的旧约圣经啊，也不过是2000多年前的以斯拉文士们整理出来的旧约哦。
Because we know the entire Old Testament was actually organized by scribe Ezra, for the entire recordings.
所以我们所知道的，包括摩西五经啊、大小先知书、智慧书这些其他的历史书，在更早之前是没有书面资料的。
So we can see, for example, say Torah or the Book of Histories or the Book of Wisdoms or Chronicles, none of them were handwritten prior, before it's being organized by scribe Ezra.
所以犹太人要传承他们的宗教跟教育啊，都是一代一代借着嘴巴讲，借着头脑记忆的。
Therefore, for Jews passing on their traditions, passing on their education,It's only been passed on via orally or remember in their head.
所以他们从两三岁开始有记忆开始啊，爸爸妈妈每天就借着爸爸妈妈记好的经文念给他们听，念一直这样子背10年以上。
So since they were 2 or 3 years old, their parents will be reciting all these verses and teachings to them every day, and for at least 10 years.
然后。只有在百姓利未人当中，那个聪明又聪明的，都是最聪明、最有智慧，可能智商150以上，才能被抓来当文士，因为他们经文记得最清楚，也能够讲解。
And only the smartest among the Levites can be chosen as to be scribes because they can remember things and they know how to interpret.
所以这是之所以为什么他们满13岁了就可以有一个称谓叫做律法之子，有听过吗
？That's why there's a saying that when Levites reaching 13 years old, they can be called as the sons of the law.
所以用嘴巴传，这是犹太人传承的方式传统之一。
Preaching orally is one of the traditions of the Jews.
但是这里又有提到第二个方式，叫做信上所写的。
And here is referring to the second method is to be written on an epistle.
各位，2000年前这些信啊，就是你现在手上新约的27卷，这样理解吧。
So if I explain in this manner, all the epistles they referring to are actually the 27 books in the New Testament.Which we are holding now.
2000年前这些教会书信啊，现在整理出来就成了我们27卷新约圣经的正典 canon 啊，就是这样来的。
And the 27 and all the epistles after is being organized is becoming the 27 books in the New Testament called canon.
那对于现在，已经又不是2000年前，对于现在我们在座诸位来想呢？
How about for nowadays?
就只有这一本，只有圣经里的启示与教导才是真理。
It's only things being taught, explained in the Bible can be called as truth.
这就是2000年前教会传统的来源呢。
And that's a source of the so-called traditions for the church 2000 years ago.
那今天我们真耶稣教会的传统。也是写在我们很多的规章细则跟解释里面。
And today for our TJC, many of our traditions and our protocols are written in the rules.
好，既然我们已经知道了教会一定会有传统，接下来要想。
Since we know that it's essential for church to have their own traditions, then we shall ponder upon.
那教会为什么需要传统呢？
Why do you think church needs a tradition?
另外一句话，它的目的为何
？What's the purpose? What's the intention of these traditions?
我们再一次来看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》2:15。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15。
15节，我们注意头两个中文，就是头一个字叫做“所以”，有看到吧
？So we can place emphasis on the first two phrases. Therefore, brethren.
大家比小弟有智慧，现在继续想哦。我们什么时候会用所以这两个字
？So if we look at the context, since when we are in under what circumstances we are using the word therefore?
我们通常在讲所以这两个字之前， 我们通常会讲两种东西。
So before this phrase, therefore, we often talking about two things.
一个，第一个，可能我们在讲某个原因。
Maybe we were explaining a reason before.
第二个，我们可能在讲某个目的。
Or we may explaining a certain purpose before this.
如果前面讲的是原因，我们用所以就是要带出结果来。
If it was the reasons, then after therefore we will be drawing the conclusion.
啊，不好理解，我现在举个例哈。
So I'll raise an example, logical example.
所以我现在全身湿哒哒的，这是后半句。
So the latter half of the sentence is therefore I was wet.
那前面那一句你可以解释原因呢、啊、因为我淋着大雨赶到这里来，所以我全身湿哒哒的，这样大家通了吗？
Because it was raining when I'm on my journey to church, therefore I'm wet.
所以我用所以后面讲结果，前面那一句可以讲原因，这样理解吧，这是第一种。
So the first type is I draw the conclusion and afterwards I provide the explanation.
第二种不是讲原因，它是讲目的的。
A second type is not about the reasons but the purpose.
我所以我全身湿哒哒，为什么呢？
Therefore I was wet on my clothes. Why is that?
我不要用这个例子啊，我举另外一个了哈。讲目的。为了要活下去，所以我必须吃这口饭。
Another example is for the sake of living my life, therefore I shall partake this food.
这够简单的吧？
I suppose that's simple enough.
这样听得懂吗？
Simple.
所以后面我这个，所以我为什么吃这口饭？前面我因为有个目的嘛，因为我要活下去吧。
Therefore I'm eating my food because for the sake of that I want to.Live my life.
我们再看一次《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章十五节的，所以的前一节在讲什么？我们来看十四节。
So again, if we look at the context of this verse, let's look at verse 14.
神借我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以十五节，大家好好再分析一下，想一下他在讲什么呢
？And so therefore, let's look at verse 15. What is verse 15?
他是希望我们得到一个属灵的目的，达到一个属灵的地步，有没有看出来
？It's for the purpose of us to obtaining a certain stage in terms of our faith.
为了达到十四节这个属灵的目标。所以十五节说，所以要坚守某些传统，这样理解了吧
？For the sake of obtaining a certain spiritual goals, therefore, in verse 15, we shall hold these traditions.
原来教会的传统可以帮助我们到某个属灵的程度，得着主耶稣基督的荣光啊！这是传统的功用。
Now we can realize that the purpose of the traditions is for the sake that.We obtain the glory from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以有些人会争执说，这些传统又没有写在圣经里面，为什么要这么要求？为什么要这样遵守呢
？Some people may argue that since none of these traditions were actually written in the Bible, why are we still insisting on it?
传统大家要记得有它的时代性，有它的处境化。我用这个比较专门一点，你放不放？放。
We have to place these traditions into a contextual manner.
传统是信仰的一种方法
Because traditions is one of the ways of our faith.
绝不是信仰的目的
By no means it is the final purpose of our faith.
可是两千年前的这些犹太教的文士法利赛人就是犯了这么大的错误搞错了把方法当成目的了
And therefore that's a mistake committed by the scribes and Pharisees.They are treating the way. They are treating the means to ends.
因为他们犯错了，所以他们才会计较这个，重视那个，甚至将来责备耶稣跟他的门徒。
Because of this wrong concept, therefore they rebuking Jesus and his disciples.
那我们最后再来想呢？那既然有这个传统，知道传统的目的，那传统要遵行呢？可不可以改变呢？ 是不是要遵行？可不可以改变呢？
Since we can see the purpose of the traditions, do you think these traditions can be changed?
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》三章六节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6。
弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。阿们。
In verse 6, but we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us.
保罗吩咐教会的弟兄姐妹们要做一件看似没有爱心的事。
So superficially, Paul was encouraging the brethren to do an action with no love.
如果有哪些人怎么样的话，我们大家都远离他。怎么这么没爱心啊？怎么这么不懂赦免啊？
If anyone doing this or that, we shall withdraw him. How come they were lack of love?
什么样的人远离他？这里不是说不做圣工，不是这样讲的。
So here, those people whom we shall be withdraw from, it's not talking about those people who refrain to do divine works.
这里也没有说不守真理哦，连真理主耶稣的吩咐都没有讲，对不对？
Here does not even mentioning about the truth because there's no need.
这里讲说，只要那些人不遵守我们的传统，注意经文传统。
So here it refers as as long as those people walks disorderly, not according to the tradition.
我们或许想，只是不照传统做，就要这么被严厉对待吗？
We may ponder upon, shall we treating such cases so?
难道我们年轻人，我们这些人都不能有不一样的想法吗？
Can't young men have their own thoughts?
其实重点呐、啊，等一下我们再来讨论。重点在于我们的，注意我们的。
But the key point is to do with the tradition from us.
这个我们呐、啊，当然是指的当时使徒及教会全体啦、啊。
So this us, as the last phrase in this verse, is referring to apostles.
有些是得救教会里面更多数的存在，让大家去理解它。
As well as church as a whole, the majority within the church.
比如说，我们奥克兰教会可以定出一套规矩，跟世界上其他所有真耶稣教会都不一样的吗？哎，这个要思考一下了。
Let me raise an example. Can Auckland TJC raise a tradition differ from all the other teachers?
虽然我们在这里也称为我们，对不对？
Even though we still be calling us us.
但是我们这里充其量啊，假设有500位信徒好了，那其他500万真耶稣教会的信徒，他们算什么呢？
So let's say at most we have 500 believers in Auckland, say. Then what about the rest 5 million believers?
我们可以去定一个跟那些更多数的弟兄姐妹不一样的东西吗？
Can we set up a rules or traditions that differ from all the rest of our TJC believers?
刚才讲了，教会形成传统是为了帮助信徒更进前。
So earlier we mentioned that the tradition is for the sake of helping the believers to
更能得着基督的荣耀。
So it's for the ease of receiving the glory of Jesus Christ.
那既然这样子，全体可以一起遵守啊。
Then the entire congregation can observe it.
我们不应该用这个圣经也没这样写的理由来不遵行，这样大家理解吧。
We shouldn't be using the excuse that this has never been written in the Bible from stop doing that.
如果有个人觉得说，我想的这样就对，又没有违背圣经，然后就不遵行。
If some people may using the excuse that I'm thinking this way correctly and it's never been recorded in the Bible, therefore I wouldn't do it.
那代表这个人可能存有不好的心态。
Then it may imply to us that this person may have his own ulterior motive.
他或者想要特立独行，表达自己的特殊。
He might want to play special and to stand.
他或许已经习惯不顺服。
Or maybe he's used to not to be submissive.
甚至啊，我们讲已经产生一种 spiritual pride 了，属灵的骄傲而不自知了。
Or he's already developing a spiritual pride before he himself even realizes it.
所以使徒保罗说，要远离他，是要让他自己去反省思考自己是不是这样偏差了。
Therefore, what Paul says here that we shall withdraw from him so that he may ponder upon and reflect.
没有说除名他。
and to reflect. It's not to hear Paul never mention about excommunication.
原因他是想借着这个方法来提醒他，让他自己去反省。
So here withdrawal is for the purpose of reminder, so he himself may reflect.
那教会的传统，我们讲呢？2000年前跟现在的教会有这么多传统，可以改吗
？So many traditions in the church since 2000 years ago. Can we change it?
我们再看回《帖撒罗尼迦后书》2:15的一个字。
Let's look at one phrase in Second Thessalonians chapter 2:15.
这个十五节最后有个字说，都要坚守，坚守 hold.
Therefore, we shall stand fast and hold the traditions.
对呀、啊。坚守这个华文的翻译容易让我们误解。
And holding the traditions, this hold translation in Chinese might bring may mislead us.
好像传统就必须坚持，似乎不能更改。
Feel like we shall hold every single traditions and we cannot.
但是其实这个字本来没有不能更改的意思啊，
however,
没有啊。
However, this original text hold doesn't have a meaning.Doesn't have the essence of unchangeable.
好，我们来看两节经文，马太福音12:12。
Let's look at two verses, Matthew chapter 12, verse 5, verse 12.
请看马太福音12:12。
Matthew 12, verse 12.
我们看11好了。
Start from verse 11.
耶稣说：“你们中间谁有一只羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它拉？”抓住拉上来呢
Verse 11 Then he said to them What man is there among you Who has one sheep And if it falls into a pit on Sabbath
为什么看这一个因为这里的抓住拉上来就是跟刚才的那一个字原文是一模一样的
So we can look at the original word Will you not lay hold of it and lift it out That's the same hold as in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 15
我们再请看启示录2:1。
Oh, we look at Revelation chapter 2 verse 1.
启示录2:1。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1.
这一节里面，那右手拿着七星，拿着这个字，也在原文里面跟刚才那一个字是一样的。
So you can see, this thing says, he who holds the seven stars, this hold is again the same phrase.
所以各位。那个羊，你抓住了、拉住了，可以再放开吗
？So let me ask you a question. If you lay hold of this sheep, will you let it go?
可以吗
？Can you let it go?
啊，你抓住羊就放不开了，有强力胶啊。
So are you sticking a glue on your hand to hold of this sheep?
启示录2:1，那个右手里面有七星，可不可以再放下去啊？
Or in Book of Revelation, he who holds the seven stars, after he holding it, can he put down the seven stars?
所以帖撒罗尼迦2:15告诉我们，传统应该要守住，但是没有说完全不能放开，让大家可以理解了吧
？So therefore, if I explain in this way, Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 15 saying that we shall hold.Traditions doesn't mean that we shall stay.
因为传统不等于真理，可是可以帮助我们抓住真理。
Because traditions is not equal to the truth, but it will help us to stick onto the truth.
所以各位看一看，我们一开始讲的哥林多前书11那两个当时教会的传统，对不对
？So if we look at the true traditions in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
大家有没有发觉，其中有一个传统我们现在不做了，有一个传统我们现在还在做。
Did you realize that we are no longer holding fast on one of the traditions and we're still keeping on another tradition?
哪一个传统不做了？今天我们在座的姐妹到教会来，你需要蒙头吗
？For example, for sisters, are you still covering your head when you coming to?
蒙头就是几乎要像伊斯兰教徒一样，他们女生戴这样理解吧
？Cover head is just like imitating the Islamic.Girls nowadays, can you comprehend that?
没有啊，我们现在那个传统已经改了。
No, because we have already changed this tradition.
可是圣餐秩序的部分，我们依然维持啊。
But in terms of the protocols or the procedures of Holy Communion, we are keeping it.
保罗在哥林多前书11他的建议，传统可以建议，但是也要哥林多教会自己愿意改。
But therefore, the recommendation from Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 is a recommendation to the Church of Corinth. but the church itself needs to making their own decision to change it.
我们后来 在给哥林多教会的第二封书信叫做哥林多后书，我们发现他们真的有改了。
And we can observe it in the second Corinthians, we can observe that the church has indeed changed it.
那个记载在哥林多后书七章的八节到十六节，时间关系我们就不翻了。
It has been recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8 to verse 16.
保罗说，他因为提多后来跟他报告的，他受到了安慰。
So because of the reporting of Titus, he was comforted.
这也给我们一个方向。
So here also provides us an orientation.
教会的建议和教会的传统是可以建议改良的。
So the tradition within the church can be recommended to improve.
前提是更大部分的神的教会，我们一起有共识跟同意。
With the premise of all the majority of other churches reaching agreement upon.
因为我们有同一个圣灵。
Because we have the same Holy Spirit.
我们是同一家。
We are of one family.
所以我们绝对不要单凭少数人的感受跟意见就决定自己要不要遵守。
Therefore, we cannot make a decision simply because of the feeling of the emotions of a minority.
甚至在教会没有共识之前，到处讲论批评。
Or before reaching agreement within a church, criticizing around.
这样教会会失去秩序，也会产生乱象。
The church will lose their order and become chaotic.
结果就是影响圣工跟许多人的灵命。
As a result, it will affect many people's spirituality and also the divine work.
最后我们来看使徒行传二十一章的十八节。
Lastly, let's look at Book of Acts chapter 21 verse 18.
这里有一段值得非常值得我们思考的智慧。
And there is a piece of wisdom for us to ponder upon.
请看新约圣经使徒行传二十一章的十八节到二十六节。
Let's look at a book of Acts chapter 21, verse 21 to verse 26.
小弟很快的念过一次。
I'll read it through.
十八节。
Sorry, verse 18.
第二天，保罗同我们去见雅各，长老们也都在那里。十九节。
19.
保罗问了他们安，便将神用他传教在外邦人中间所行之事一一的述说了。二十节。
21.
他们听见，就归荣耀与神，对保罗说：“兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万，并且都为律法热心。”二十一节。
21.
他们听见人说，你教训一切在外邦的犹太人，离弃摩西，对他们说，不要给孩子行割礼，也不要遵行条规。二十二节。
22.
众人必听见你来了，这可怎么办呢？二十三节。
23.
你就照着我们的话行吧，我们这里有四个人都有愿在身。二十四节。
24.
你带他们去，与他们一同行洁净的礼，替他们拿出规费，叫他们得以剃头。这样众人就可知道先前所听见你的事都是虚的，并可知道你自己为人循规蹈矩，遵行律法。二十五节。
25.
至于信主的外邦人，我们已经写信拟定，叫他们谨记那祭偶像之物和血和勒死的牲畜与奸淫。阿们。为什么跟各位看这个啦？哈，好，我们再看最后二十六节，这个很重要了。
26.
于是保罗带着那四个人，第二天与他们一同行了洁净的礼，进了殿，报名洁净的日期，满足，只等祭司为他们个人献祭。阿们。我问各位，保罗认为这些节期跟祭祀的规矩重不重要
？Do you think Paul places importance on the on the festivals and as well as the rules of purification.
不重要。
Paul doesn't regard these as important.
所以他在外邦教会一直传说哈，什么割礼呀，什么守日期呀，饮食啊，那些都是影子而已呀，还记得吗
？Therefore, Paul was encouraging the church of the Gentiles that all these are the foreshadows of the festivals and also these rules.
搞到后来，他回到耶路撒冷来了。长老跟其他人去见他，长老跟其他人是很高兴还是很担忧？你们读得出来吗
？And if you're reading the tone over here, when after he back to Jerusalem, do you think the elders welcoming Paul were they happy or were they concerned?
你们觉得呢
？What do you think?
担忧哎。
They were actually concerned.
啊，听保罗见证完之后讲了一句话说， 兄台啊，你看犹太人当中看到这个就有点好笑了哈。说兄弟，你看我们这里信耶稣的犹太人有多少万啊。
So the tone they were using is that is here. You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews that we are whom believing now?
他们听见你回来了，意思是什么？大家都听见你回来都不高兴，听见保罗你回到耶路撒冷都不高兴。
They were all unhappy when they hear Paul was coming back to Jerusalem.
因为你在外面一直讲我们现在遵守的这些传统好像都没有用，这样理解吧？
Because you will keep on preaching outside of Jerusalem, saying that all the traditions we are holding are useless.
所以你看二十二节，众人必听见你来了，这可怎么办？这了解他们的心思意念了吧
？Therefore, in verse 22, we can see their tone. What then? What then?
然后接下来就做了一些建议，不要再讲了，对不对
？Then later on, there are some recommendations.
我问大家，保罗有没有照着做？
Let me ask you guys, do you think Paul did what they asked for?
26节，保罗有没有很顺服的照着做？有没有？
Concluded in verse 26, Paul was submissively do according to what they asked for.
保罗，你这个双面人！我们可以这样骂他吗？
Can we rebuke Paul as Paul you are so double-minded?
哇，你自己在外面啊，到处讲说这个没有用，这个不需要，怎么进来你就照着做了，龟孙子！
Outside of
可不可以这样骂他？
Outside of Jerusalem, you are preaching. We don't need to do this and that. But back to Jerusalem, you are still doing it. Then what kind of person you are?
双面人。
You're such double-faced.
这都不是好的形容词啊！
哦、but of course these are.
我告诉各位亲爱的，不是啊，不要看错了。
But I would like to encourage everyone here. That's
这是使徒保罗属灵的智慧，你们有看出来吗
？Because we can see the spiritual wisdom of Apostle Paul.
保罗在外邦教会讲的是对的。
In the church, in the Gentile lands, Paul was preaching.
我们真正要追寻的是心里的割礼。
Because we shall pursue after circumcision within our heart.
我们真正要遵循的是神的命令跟吩咐。
We shall pursue after the commandments of God.
不是这些外在的仪节。
Rather than those superficial orders.
可是当他回到耶路撒冷的时候，他知道那里有好多弟兄姐妹，他们还习惯那样的传统。不要硬去跟他们冲突啊
！However, after Paul back to Jerusalem, he realized that still all the brethren were still getting used to the rituals and the traditions. Therefore,
他们都好多的想法还没办法去转变。
So the local believers in Jerusalem, they were still having many thoughts yet to be changed.
我相信在座的年轻人，你们可以理解的，因为。今天在这里的教会也可能有这样的现象。
I suppose young men, young believers in our church nowadays, we still have the similar thoughts because, I suppose similar thing may happen in our church nowadays.
你一直觉得为什么教会要这样做呢？为什么不那样做呢
？If we keep on thinking about why church wants us to do this, not that.
然后一直在争执这个到底圣经有没有写
？Keep on arguing whether it's been recorded in the Bible.
你们有没有想到，在这当中有一部分的同龄或长辈，他们就是还不习惯嘛
Have you ever imagined still some of the elderly and the senior members within the church they still not get used to the
word? 我们能学习保罗的智慧吗
？Can we imitate the wisdom of Paul?
你看那二十六节，安安静静的全部照做，他不是双面人嘞，他不是龟孙子啊。
We can see in verse 26, he submissively, quietly, doing all the necessary rituals as they require.
他这么有属灵的智慧，所以让大家能够和睦，也能够接受他了。
He's full of spiritual wisdom, therefore, other people can accept him.
所以他追求的其实是后来他自己写给罗马教会弟兄姐妹罗马书十四章的道理。我们不要再翻了。
So what he himself obeys is actually the words that he himself by written himself in Romans chapter 14.
有时候为了这件事情争执啊，不蒙神喜悦啊。
Because arguing these things will not please God.
我们是不是能够顾虑到一些人的感受呢？这个叫做为了爱人的道理行。我们回去再翻罗马书十四章啊，现在不翻了。
Can we place more concern on other people and showing for the goodness of other people's faith?
这种智慧就是传统虽然可以变。
So this wisdom can be interpreted as that.
但是在这变化当中，要尊重传统与之间的和睦很重要啊。
We may change the traditions, but we shall also pursue after the harmony between the change and the tradition itself.
所以你看，我们今天很多传统都跟2000年前不一样啊。神的发展，神的国一样在发展。
Therefore, we can see many of the traditions are different compared with 2000 years ago, but.Word of God is still developing.
早期啊，在会堂放这个钢琴会被骂，你们有听过吗？
If you heard of this, in the olden days, if you place the piano in a chapel, you might be rebuked.
40-50年前或60年前放的叫做风琴，你们听过吗？那个脚要踏那种东西啊。
50-60 years ago, we placed a harp in the inside of the chapel.
你们那时候的感受是，这种 piano 是酒吧里面在用的，怎么可以搬进会堂呢？
Because how we see this piano is only played in a bar.
现在变了。
Nowadays it's different.
现在姐妹你们都没有蒙头了嘛，对不对？每个人的头发都好漂亮啊。
We can see none of the sisters was covering their head.
本来也没有神学院哦。
Originally, there was no theological college.
怎么可以把神的仆人当成学生教呢？
And as written in the epistle, how can you treat the servants of God as students?
可是现在神学院已经超过50年以上了。
But we can see theological college is over 50 years.
本来也有教会很多人不赞成宗教教育啊。
And many people within the church in the back in the olden days, they don't support.
男生跟女生怎么可以在同一间教室呢？不可以，太不敬虔了。
They don't support religious education, saying that it's not devout to place male and female students within one classroom.
可是现在哪一间教会没有进行宗教教育？
Then I shall ask a question: which church doesn't hold religious education?
以前也觉得这些团契费都许不都是外教派的东西。
In the past, we reckon those fellowships are all the conducts of the.Of other denominations.
可是现在哪一间教会没有团契啊？
But nowadays, which church doesn't have any fellowship sessions?
我们最后来做三个结论就结束了。
Let us draw three conclusions.
所以第一个，传统有分好跟不好的。
Firstly, is there are good traditions and bad traditions.
无论在我们生活当中或教会里面
，regardless in our daily lives,
我们都要用神的真理来分辨，这样就行了。
We shall use the truth of God to discern.
第二个，教会是一定有传统的。
And second one is church will surely have their own tradition.
虽然你在圣经里面直接都找不到
，even though you cannot directly find the very verse.
但是教会的传统有美好的用意，帮助我们持守真理，更亲近神。
But there are good intentions behind these traditions for us to draw near to God.
第三个，教会的传统不等于真理。
And thirdly, as traditions.Doesn't equal to truth.
是可以改变跟改善的。
It is changeable. It can be improved.
但是我们应当要用这样的智慧，要全体教会都有共识，而且决定之后，我们信徒应当要遵守。
But we shall have the spirit of pursuing after harmony of changes. Once the majority of us agree upon.
愿以上的分享让我们得到智慧。
May we gain wisdom from the sharing.
我们现在一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
赞美诗215首。
Hymn 215.